Welcome back into the Press Box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of the Press Box and all things the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean, here with us. And at the time of this taping, Mr. McLean doing the hard work, the heavy lifting, getting boots on the ground information about what's going on in thoroughbred racing here in the Commonwealth. But Mr. McLean, we're not talking so much about Keeneland today, although we may have some folks that are out there in terms of contenders as we go through this. But let's turn our attention just a little bit now to the Kentucky Oaks and the way this field is shaping up.
Yeah, Buzzy, we've got a little bit of time, but a lot of the news has been centered around and a lot of talk about this year's Kentucky Derby and how wide open it potentially will be, it could be,
right,
and that this will be the year that we have an upset in the Derby. I just think that, maybe it'd be fun to chat a little bit about the Oaks, which we've not had a lot of discussion about, and there could be really a shining star in that race on Friday before the Derby.
Okay, so as you look on the official Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby website, number one on the leaderboard rank with 132 total points and over $1 million in non-restricted stakes earnings, Bellafina.
Yeah, and this is a horse that's trained by Bob Baffert, Buzzy, and really a fantastic filly, and I think the stellar one in this field. I do think while the Kentucky Derby discussion has been kind of wide open about who would step forward this year and kind of stamp themselves as the preeminent Derby favorite, and that has yet to be done through the Derby preps, that this year is a definitive favorite for the Oaks in Bellafina. She's been superb in her running up till this time. The only really hiccup, quite honestly, Buzzy, in her past performances came at Churchill Downs,
right,
in last year's Breeders' Cup. But besides that, she's just been outstanding. She's trained by Bob Baffert. You know, Baffert won the Oaks a couple of years ago with Abel Tasman.
Yep.
And, we had Monomoy Girl last year who went on to, become not only the three-year-old champion but the distaff champion as well. So we've got a lot of intrigue, I think, about the Derby, but I think the Kentucky Oaks is really going to be what can Bellafina do and what does she anticipate doing? I think she is definitely the horse to beat.
Let me ask you this now, Gene. You look at what she's done, okay, and she starts off with a first and a chandelier at Santa Anita and a mile and 16th in September. Last time out, first in the Santa Anita Oaks on the dirt, first in the La Virginia Stakes, first in the Santa Ynez Stakes. The only hiccup, as you said, was fourth in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at a mile and a fourth, November 2nd, at Churchill. Just one of those things you throw out. People talk about track bias and everything. If you're Team Baffert, how concerned are you about that one fourth-place finish?
Well, I think that obviously you have to be concerned when you go back to a track that you have not performed well over. You begin to say, well, was it her or was it the track or did they not meet up and have an affinity for each other? I think it may have been just one of those days. I saw a report after the Breeders' Cup, Buzzy, that Bellafina may have been coming in season during the breeder preparations for the Breeders' Cup. And obviously, being a young horse, being a two-year-old, that's a little early for one, but that certainly could compromise, particularly a juvenile, have an effect on their race performance. So I'm of the opinion, since she's come back and performed so well in her three-year-old year to date, Buzzy, that it was just an aberration it's a race that you toss out. And I just think her numbers are so impressive, and the way she's gone about her business, transforming from a two-year-old to a three-year-old, that she's definitely the one to beat. I just don't see anybody, to be honest, Buzzy, that's within lengths of her, and I'm talking two, three, four lengths. I think that she has the ability or the opportunity to really put a stamp on the Kentucky Oaks and do it in a definitive sort of way.
Okay, now let me ask you about just a couple things here, and we don't want to get too far deep and dive, because you can get this stuff each and every day on the Press Box LTS or on the Facebook page. But Champagne Anyone is number two on the leaderboard with only $197,000 in non-restricted stakes earnings, but 113 total points. And then you go down and you look and you find Restless Rider has got $849,000 in earnings, but is number seven. And then you go on down even further, and you get to Jaywalk, who's at number 10 on the board, 55 points, but $1.4 million in career earnings, including the victory in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies back on November 2nd, when the current leader in the clubhouse, if you will, Bellafina, finished fourth.
Yeah, and you know, you raise a lot of really interesting points there at that sentence or two. Jaywalk obviously was the, an overpowering performance at Churchill Downs in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies in November. She just hasn't come back this year and run the same way. She ran poorly down in Florida. We all thought that maybe she needed that race. She came back in the Ashland, showed speed, but faded in the Ashland. And really, the Ashland was a disappointment for me. I think that now going forward into this, you know, grade one, mile and a 16th race, that that she's got a lot to prove, that the two-year-old season wasn't a fluke, and that these last two races are more of the aberration as opposed to her style and race performance last year. Buzzy, I just think, for me, I'm a more of an in-the-moment kind of person.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Truer words have never been spoken on the press box. And as they said,
in the moment.
Oh, my God. And as was heard said in Animal House, we were just leaving. And that's a look at the press box. And her weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, the man in the moment. I hope you have a great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. And, you know, next week I will then be in the moment.
In fully in the moment. We'll see you, buddy.
See you, my friend.